coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after. It's my strawberry letter for today. The subject, my relationship is going up in smoke.
Mm.
And not the kind of smoke you think. Uh-huh. Mm. Right now, it is the nephew here with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Nev?
This one right here gonna be a little different, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
The legendary, the one and only Keith.
Keith Sweat.
That's with an F. Keith Sweat.
Yes.
Well, I pranked the one and only, happy belated birthday to my brother, the one and only Keith Sweat.
Yeah.
Ah, here it is.
Happy birthday, Keith.
Keith.
Hello.
Hey, I'm trying to reach Manny. Is this Manny?
Nah, this ain't Manny, man. This is Sweat. Who's this, man?
Hey, this Raheem, man. Wow, this is what, okay. Hey, Mr. Keith, we got people down here. You're supposed to be here at the record store, man, right here in Harlem, and we got people wrapped around the building. You're supposed to be here signing these CDs, man, but it's been over an hour. These people have been standing here waiting on y'all.
Yo, man, I don't know nothing about no record store, and number two, I don't know nothing about doing no signing, man. Who set this up, man?
The name I was given was Manny. Who was Manny?
Manny's my road manager, but he don't set things up, man. He's a road manager. He's not my manager. He just handles my stuff on the road. But I was never told I was supposed to be nowhere to do anything, man. I mean, normally when somebody tells me and them have an understanding that I book what I'm supposed to do. So I don't know nothing about this, my brother.
Okay, well, you know, we got to get this taken care of. We got people wrapped around the building. We got a table here laid out. We got pens and everything for you to sign these CDs, man. We got over 100 people outside the store.
My brother, I nobody told me about no signings or no nothing, man. I mean, I don't know nothing about no signing, for real.
Okay, well, are you hearing what I'm saying to you, man? We got people outside the building waiting for you to arrive to sign some CDs. Now, what I'm supposed to tell these people?
Yo, I don't know what you're supposed to tell them, man. I mean, you know, and it's kind of like you raising your voice, dude. I don't know who you are calling me like this. I told you, man, I didn't set nothing up, man. And, you know, I mean, I don't even know who gave you my number. You know what I'm saying? I don't handle it.
All this information was on the fax machine. I got this as a contact number. Manny is the person I was supposed to be talking to, and Mr. Sweat was supposed to arrive here at 12 noon. Now, here it is. It's 1:15, 1:20, man, and you ain't here. And we got people wrapped around the building. We've been advertising this for the last 2 weeks. I mean, the album dropped
my
today.
Brother, I don't think you, I mean, no disrespect to you, but I don't think you hear me, man. I don't know nothing about a signing. If I knew about a signing or I knew I had a signing session, I wouldn't have the people sitting around or standing around like that. That's not what I do. But no one informed me that nothing like this was going down today. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
Okay, but look, man, now that you realize people are here waiting, what are you going to do? What am I supposed to tell them?
Man, there's nowhere in the world I can get down there and do a signing at this time, late time right now, man. I mean, you know.
But you need to get your bag in that.
You need to try to
get yourself down here,
hold
man.
Up, well, first of all, I mean, you know, what did you just say? I think you just called me out my name or something, man. What did you just say to me, man?
No. I'm saying you need to try and come on down and sign these CDs for these people, man. These people are here. They're waiting in line. They've been waiting over an hour on you. Now, this not going to look good. This is the date.
We got your
CD almost on every shelf, man.
I'm feeling you, and I understand now. I understand what you're saying to me, but there's no way I can get down there, man. You just going to have to reschedule this, or we're going to have to reschedule this. I apologize for the, you know, misunderstanding, but bottom line is I knew nothing about this.
Hold on a second. Mr. Anderson. This is Mr. Sweat. He's saying he don't know anything about being here. I'm telling him we got people all wrapped all around the building. He don't care.
Yo, dude, I didn't say I didn't care. I said there's nothing I could do. I didn't set it up. I didn't say that, man. Don't put words in my mouth, my brother.
What do you want me to do?
All you got to do is reschedule it for another time, man. That's what you do.
Hold on, man. I'm talking to my boss. I'm trying to figure out how to get. We got people finna get mad, man, because you're not here. Okay? Now, whoever Manny needs his whoop, man. He does.
Yo, I don't know nothing about that, man. I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. All I know is that nobody told me about that. You know, I'll call Manny And I absolutely set this up because I don't do things unless I know where it's coming from.
There ain't no way you can get yourself
hold
down
up,
here.
Up. You keep, first of all, man, you don't talk to me like I'm your child, man. You keep saying there's no way I can get my, you know, back up on what you're saying, dude.
Hey, man, we having a problem. This is supposed to be one of the biggest days of our record store. We got your CD on every shelf, and you just so calm and collected, like it's not a problem with you.
No, what I'm supposed to do, man, when I didn't know nothing about it, I understand it's a problem. It's a problem because it made me look like I'm a no-show. But, dude, I'm telling you again, I knew nothing about this, man.
Hold on 1 second. Take all his damn CDs off the shelf. Every last one of them.
Yo, I don't know what you're talking about, man. You losing your darn mind right now, man. I'm not trying to disrespect you, dude, but you really losing your mind right now. You doing something you ain't got no business though, man. I said reschedule the situation, man. You know, tomorrow, the day
after. How are we rescheduling when the album drops today,
yo,
man?
Okay, well, there's nothing I could do about this, dude. Nothing.
Sound like you raising your voice
at
me.
I ain't raising my voice, man, because you disrespect me. You don't call my phone going off like I'm somebody's child, like I'm your child, dude. Man, you don't talk to me like that, man. Come on.
So you can't stop what you're doing and bring your butt down here to the record store?
No, I can't stop what I'm doing, man.
So what you doing right now that's so important, you can't come?
Man, it ain't none of your business what I'm doing right now, dude. I'm saying I knew nothing about this, man. So I'm not going to keep going back and forth with you like I got to explain to you why I got to stop what I'm doing to come down there. I knew nothing about it. It's not my fault, dude. You need to take this up with somebody who scheduled this because I didn't schedule it.
There's a right and a wrong way to do somebody, Mr. Sweat.
Oh, man, come on. Now you reciting my songs, man.
Okay.
Come on, man.
Okay, no problem. Songs. I'm just going to go out here and tell everybody in the line, Mr. Sweat don't want to come,
man.
Okay? And I'm taking all of the damn CDs off the shelf because you don't want to stand up and be the celebrity that you're supposed to be.
Man, okay, now you know what, man? You do what you got to do, man. At this point, you do what you got to do, man. But, who am I talking to anyway?
This Raheem, man.
Raheem.
I work here at the store.
Okay, well, I'll see you, Raheem. You go ahead and do what you get ready to do, and I'll come and see you, dude.
What you mean you gonna see me? What that mean?
I'll see you. Yeah, I'll see you. That's what it mean. I'll see you.
Okay, because the bottom line is, man, Tommy said you was gonna come. He the one said you was gonna come sign.
Tommy who? Now you, Raheem, Tommy, who the hell is the Tommy?
Tommy, man, nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Swear I got your
boy, man, you know what? Man, y'all tripping, boy, for real. Man, you don't even understand what you can make me do, dude. You crazy, boy. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Y'all don't have anything better to do than call me and mess with me, man.
I knew the album was dropping, man. I said, I'm getting it today. You good?
Yeah, I'm good, man. I'm good, man. Boy, you crazy, boy. Man, let me get off this phone, man. Y'all do what y'all do. Boy, you don't even understand.
Oh, Sweat, man, I had to get you, dog. Look here, you know, I know you got your show, but you got to tell me what is the baddest radio show in the morning.
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. Get off my phone, nephew Tommy.
Did I get Keith?
You got it.
Yeah, you did.
In the words of Keith, Tommy, something just ain't right. You know what I mean?
Yeah, got it.
So there you go telling me no.
That's the song they were singing at the reception.
Yeah.
There you go telling me no. That's
New Jack City.
That's my man, Keith Sweat. Big ups to Keith Sweat
and
the Sweat Hotel. That's my dude.
Yeah, he's OG.
Mm-hmm. Boy, let me tell you, that ain't the one to run up on now.
Oh, no.
Don't run up on Keith. You'll get your ass whooped and a song at the same
time. That's right. Oh, no.
That's right.
You'll
it'll
get
be a
your
hit.
Butt
hey,
whooped.
Yeah, I used to work for Keith.
Man. Keith. What the F?
That's K-E-E-F.
We love Keith.
Yeah,
All right.
Thank you, nephew. Happy birthday, Keith Sweat. Up next, it is today's Strawberry Letter. Subject, my relationship is going up in smoke. We'll get into it right after this.